Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, let's go back. Let's go way back. Do you remember starting your business? You were an entrepreneur. You were so proud. You were going to change the world. You started out with your company. There wasn't any employees. There wasn't a great deal to do. You pretty much did what you wanted to when you wanted to do it. You didn't have any employee manual. There were no rules to follow whatsoever. You just showed up in the morning. You just made it happen, and you grew, and you got employees, and you got responsibilities. And now all of a sudden, you realized that you're not the entrepreneur that you once were. You are a nice-sized business. Maybe you have a few people working for you. Maybe you have 10 people working for you, or maybe you have 50 people working for you. And now you cannot do what you once did. You can't wing it. You can't just decide that something's going to happen without any justification, without any understanding, without any explaining it to your people. You don't have that freedom just to do what you want to when you want to. Yes, you make the decisions. Yes, you are the person in charge. But the longer you are in business, the more employees you get, the more business you do, you have to become more corporate. You have to have rules. You have to have regulations. You have to have absolutely an understanding of what's going to be done when. You have to manage people. You have to manage problems. You have to call unhappy customers. You have to hire people. You have to fire people. And what does that mean? That means that you, the entrepreneur who started out as the sole person in your company, now has to change. Now you have to become more corporate. Now you have to learn different management skills. Now you have to understand how to do things in a different way if you want your company to survive and prosper. Because if you don't learn new techniques, new management skills, what's going to happen is your company is going to be in chaos. It's going to be absolutely difficult to manage. There's going to be problems. And you're going to say things like, all I do is put fires out all day. So let's think about where we are and let's think about where we want to go as a business person. And let's understand that we need to do a better job of managing the company. And someday you're going to grow so big that you're going to bring in a general manager who's even more corporate, who understands how to run a big company. And then you're just going to be kicked right upstairs to be chairman of the board. This is Howard Lewinter. Nicely done in growing your business. Very, very well done. Let's make sure that we understand how we're going to grow the business in the future, how we're going to manage it, and we become the business person that I know you can become. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.